happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed, oh, when he washed, when Jesus washed, he washed my sin away.
way to get somewhere else. That while you're in God's house, you don't forget the words of the psalmist that said that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. For the truth be told, we were made to praise God. That we weren't made to be clothing racks for designers to take our money. We weren't made to be drivers behind steering wheels of foreign cars. We weren't made to simply procreate and have children look like us. We were made to praise God. We were made to give glory to God. We were made in the image of God. The purpose that we have for existence. Read the shorter Westminster Catechism that asks the question, number one, for what purpose does man and woman exist? And the answer is, we exist to glorify God. We exist to make God look good. When all creatures of the earth look on us, they should remember that there's a God somewhere that sits high and looks low and made us in God's image so that we can be reminders of how good and powerful God really is. Has some desire to have joy. Every one of us would like to have a better tomorrow than we had on yesterday. Behind every tear, there's a desire to smile. After every piece of pain, there is a desire for progress. After every problem, there is a sense of possibility. Behind every valley, there's a high mountain. Every one of us has a desire for joy. And the Bible says that in the presence of God, there is a fullness of joy.
My heart instructs me in the night season. qualifications don't match. You've experienced a night season. If the value of your home is now less than the money that you owe, you've experienced a night season. If you've watched people that you love have to choose between food and medicine because the prescriptions cost so much, you've seen a night season. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Moses, when Moses said the children of Israel out of Egypt, here are 10 things I want you to
has no substance. And so the David here said here that those who chase after false gods have their sorrows multiplied. Many of us are experiencing emotional and psychological and spiritual depression. Not because of any chemical imbalance, but because this recession, our economics, has stolen our stuff. Before my game became famous, July 19, 1953, they were serving on the false god of money. 1953, 2 years before the Montgomery bus boycott, in 1955, Dr. King said in his sermon, The False God of Money, that we should never confuse the means by which we live with the purpose for which we live. Become so critical to us that when we can't get those new shoes or can't buy that new car or can't have that flat screen TV, we get emotionally depressed when the fact is God is our God. give us joy. And I'm trying to help somebody prepare for 2012, because in 2012, you may experience something that makes you unhappy. But the Bible gives me permission to tell you, you can still have your joy.
Someday, 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 someday train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers honing. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among those loved the most.
Just thank the Lord.